Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Today, we're having the first of a couple of interviews that Mark and I are doing together on how to adapt your marketing during fast changing times. And Mark, all marketing messages at the moment start with during these unprecedented times or these fast changing times, etc. So I'm getting a little tired of all these crisis communication and crisis marketing things. How about you?
Well, yeah, I'm from natural, I'm a very optimistic person. And yes, these are different times. But it really is all about how you're going to adapt to these changes. You can see everything as doom and gloom, but this will also force things that have stuck for a while. And that could also open new opportunities.
Absolutely. So I fully agree with this. So if you're focusing on the positive things here, because it's so easy when you're watching the news, when you're following social media, etc., to get into this negative mode, I would say, whereas I think there's a loads of opportunity at the moment. So especially in these times, this kind of sharpens the mind, it sharpens your approach. So I would like to approach this positively. And we have a couple of things that we would like to address during this podcast series. And today it's going to be about the marketing and sales alignment. Mark, would you take it from the start here, or do you want me to start?
Well, I think that the first thing that why have we decided to take this vantage point as the first one of these series? The reason is that during these turbulent times, one thing is for sure: you can't do everything on your own. It is eminent that you have to cooperate. And if we translate that to the business, to survive and eventually to thrive again, it's essential that the two players, marketing and sales, have to cooperate in a much tighter manner than they used to. I think that this situation is forcing everyone to, like we say in Dutch, to have all the noses in the same direction. But I think that that's one of the plus points of that this current situation and the coming period will see that marketing and sales will be much more working like a tandem, like a team.
Of course. So past years, we've all been preaching inbound marketing. This whole inbound marketing movement, of course, was invented by the marketing automation vendors. It's a terminology introduced by HubSpot, of course. But let's not forget that inbound marketing is not the only way to be successful in sales, of course. So just waiting for those marketing qualified leads turn into sales qualified leads is not going to do it in these times. So you'll have to, as a marketing and sales department, have a process in place in which you together identify promising markets and identify promising prospects or a target list. And I've had quite some good inputs from other stuff that I heard, stuff that we are working on, stuff that we do with clients, stuff that we read. One of them being the book Sales Truth by Mike Weinberg, which is not even written during like a pandemic or whatever time you want. It's just something that needs to be addressed anytime, I think. So, but take some stuff from that that approach. I would start by identifying the promising markets together with marketing and sales, because of a pandemic like COVID at the moment, some markets are frozen. You know, you're not gonna sell anything probably to into the restaurant business. If you have airlines as a customer, I wouldn't be surprised if they have budget cuts or even freezes. But you know, other industries are thriving, and you know, amongst them are of course the online online vendors like Google, Facebook, but also I heard in the news this morning the postal services, a lot of online business services providers, etc. They are thriving. Software, hardware, etc. Everything that is sold online, financial services. Even housing is booming at this time. So together, find some promising markets. Do you have some advice here, Mark, as to which markets you think could benefit from all this?
Well, I think it's time to be creative. You always have to be creative, but during downtime periods, you are forced to be creative. Creative is not like a nice to have. Being creative is a must have. And creative is not that you can draw and edit cool videos or so, but creative is very much in the troubleshooting and the problem solving part. If you look at your service or your product, if you look at that part, then you usually get stuck. But if you look at from the perspective of the person or the organization that's using your products and services and how that can solve all kinds of certain issues, if you look at from that perspective, look around and see what kind of challenges your product or service can solve. And if you've always looked at certain verticals, because we've always done that way, look beyond those most obvious verticals. Things have changed a lot. So maybe other verticals can be suddenly very interesting for you, whilst you never have thought about it before.
And also, what I'd like to add is, if you're formulating that, and if you're looking at what is possible, try to think of it in the customer's eye. So take your eyes off of yourself and start looking through the customer's eyes. So instead of making this introduction and saying like, hey, this is what we are, who we are, and this is what we sell, and this is what kind of things that we solve for you, etc. You know, to be honest, during these times, your customer is interested in their own problems. So try to speak in their language. Try to find what problems they have and then present them your solution for that offer. So instead of saying in this example, I'm Elias and I'm with Marketing Guys and we've been a marketing agency for over 10 years and we have 50, 100 clients that we work for and we're very experienced and we can help you, that's not the right approach. You know, the approach here is like, hey, I'm Elias from Marketing Guys, and CMOs and marketing managers like you come to me to get 100% insight into ROI, to find new customers through data-driven marketing and get more revenue starting tomorrow. That's what we can help you with, and that's what your competitors come to us for. So that's what triggers your prospects at the moment. And that's hasn't been different, but during better times, it's easy to fall into this pitfall and start talking about yourself instead of the customer.
Yes, and as I said, everything is much more clear now. There's no nice to have.
Crap.
It's cut the crap.
Yeah, that's basically what's happening.
And I think that also another thing is talking about the marketing and sales alignment. Salespeople usually had the ability to go and visit these people and have these one-on-one talks and get to know the customer by visiting them. And that's, of course, become much more difficult. And I think that one thing is for sure, there are a lot of uncertainties now, but I think one thing is sure is that the world is becoming more and more digital. So you really have to look, if you haven't done it already, because you was very much reliant on the physical, the real world, you have to take steps to become acquainted with the digital world. And if you already have done steps in the digital world, try to find out these data, because a lot of it, of the customer behavior is hidden in these data. So get in touch with your marketeers, because they usually have that kind of information, and they will need to translate that in a language and in a format that you understand, that is like the digital equivalent of that physical meeting.
Yeah.
And when you get these insights, then you can go and approach customers, but in a digital way.
And, you know, together with your marketing department, when you're diving into this data, you'll be able to identify your promising markets, because marketing can tell you which parts of the websites are being visited very heavily at the moment. They can see which customers or prospects from which industries come to the website even more now. So together you can identify your promising market, but also I would strongly recommend you to build a target list with your sales department and your marketing department. And this target list could exist out of your existing customers, so your growable existing accounts, but they should of course also have your ideal profile prospects in there. So your dream clients could be on there, people or customers that you want to have on this list. And of course you can use the marketing data, you can use external data there to identify this list and create this list, and in the end you'll have to approach these people. And as Mark just stated, you know, you can approach them in a digital way. We've just written a blog about it, how to set up sales meetings by the customers themselves. So have them pick their own time on the calendar using things like Drift, Calendly, and also combine that to your Outlook or Gmail calendar. You know, people will be able to pick their own times, and you know that works very easily. But I have to say, being in the sales field myself, of course, you know, it's like during these times, it's actually easier to get people on the phone than it was before, because people were always in the office, in all kinds of meetings. And at the moment, I hear signals, and I experience it myself, but I've read a LinkedIn message last week that says, like, you know, the phone call answer rates have gone up 5 times during these times. So not only getting voicemails, but actually getting people on the phone, reaching out to them is even better during these times than it was before. So yes, go out, try to set up a meeting on a digital way, but don't forget the good old-fashioned telephone, because at the moment, you know, people can be reached easier than they could be reached before.
Yes, and I think that also an important message that you have to convey when you do that kind of stuff is that you are in a modus of willing and trying your utmost best to help them to overcome the issues that they have, instead of, I need to sell you something. Yep. That was never the case, but in these times, it could be tempting to go on the old school way and, well, we have to sell. People are much more aware of that, but if you change that message, and the marketeers know that message too. So I think it's very important to be very much in collaboration and cooperation with marketing, so that that marketing and sales never should be two different islands, but in these times they really have to be like a good working team. If you should look at the past, how many times has marketing and sales put the heads together and did a joint approach. Combine that and look at that in the previous time and multiply it by five. What you
well,
need.
Well, yeah. In the past, you know, it's like we often see that at companies, even at this moment, that instead of having marketing and sales in one team, they're actually fighting each other or they're in different teams. So when you're in sales and marketing, you have to be on one team and you have to have aligned goals. So that's the first thing, and then start making those service level agreements between each other. And those don't have to be pages and pages, those agreements, but you know, just make sure you agree on what's a good lead, what should marketing deliver, how should sales follow up on those leads, what's the feedback cycle, etc. And it's pretty easy, but you know, it's often skipped. A lot of companies don't do it, whereas in these times it's even more important. The other thing that I'd like to add is that at marketing, you shouldn't focus on generating 100% of all the leads, and at sales, you shouldn't be expecting all the leads coming from marketing. You know, if you have made that dream list together of your customers and you have like 100 or 200 customers on that list, you know, you'll be able to do an account-based marketing campaign using your MarTech stack and trying to get that decision-making unit to consider you when they're looking for a solution. But you know, within sales, 50% of pipeline should be created by yourself. So 50% will come from leads in marketing. The other 50% will have to be generated by your own work. So your own sales process. What do you think about that, Mark?
I'm completely agree. It once again, it is a joint effort. It's not from one department or the other department. It is a joint effort. It is a combined customer helping a customer satisfying process, and that will deliver the revenue, the pipeline. But another also part, this is not just getting new customers. This is also about your existing customers. You have to also do that joint effort to make your current customers happy, because they already got that trust. How can you do that? I think that's something that we can elaborate further in a different podcast, Elias.
Absolutely.
If we touch this base, then I can go on for another 20 minutes. I do want to make a short step. You were mentioning the MarTech stack, and the MarTech stack is basically all the marketing tools and all the sales and marketing tools that help your team to reach the goals that you've defined. And I think that it's good to mention what kind of MarTech stack you need to become more digital. You know, the companies that are already very busy with digital, they know it. But now a lot of companies that don't have that digital legacy and more from the physical and let's say the old school marketing part, they are forced to be much more digital now. So
yep,
what,
absolutely.
Elias, what do they need?
Well, surprised that you asked this, Mark. Now we have of course prepared this. So I have five technologies or tools that I would like to share in this podcast and to just identify here and explain. So I'll start by mentioning the five, and then apart from each other, we'll go through them in a couple of minutes. First of all, I would say, like, as the first thing, automation or email marketing is an absolute necessity at this moment. Further on, the second one, personalization in email and on the website. Thirdly, webinars, of course. Then the fourth would be collaboration software, you know, working together as teams basically on distance from remote working, etc. And then the last one being automatic calendaring or automatic calendar scheduling software. So starting with the first one, I would say if you don't have automation and email marketing in place, you know, you should really start looking into that and start with it as soon as possible, especially, you know, because there is on this time, it's highly beneficial to start at the moment because all the software vendors at the moment have the best offerings at the moment. And you need it to make sure that you get the right message to the right people at the right time. I don't know how you're going to manage this without automation, you know, marketing automation. So especially seeing this stuff that we discussed before, some of the markets are very promising and other ones are not. So you don't want to be sending out all kinds of messages to people that you know that are not going to be interested or even can't consider your offering, etc. So make sure you send those people different stuff than the ones that are the low-hanging fruit at the moment. So using marketing automation software there is essential.
I would like to add one thing. If you're not using it, you're wasting time that you could better spend on finding how to help your customers better. Because if you're not using these automation tools and you're spending too much time creating mails or not creating the mails and missing out, by using these tools, you can become much more efficient and therefore you will have much more time to focus your time and effort on things that are way much more important than the technical part of setting up an email.
Sure. And, you know, you can make it as expensive or inexpensive as you want. So, you know, at the low end, at the investment cycle, there is tools like ActiveCampaign or even MailChimp when you're doing some email automation. And then there is a lot of software like Midmarket, like HubSpot, Acton, all kinds of solutions that come together with CRM, like a Salesforce Pardot or Microsoft or, you know, all these kinds of solutions. And on the high end, there is Marketo and Eloqua, which really enable you to show ROI on your marketing efforts and make sure that you have that message delivered at the right time to the right person.
Whatever you choose, just choose.
Yeah, make a choice and make sure you act on it because, you know, you wouldn't be the first marketer that bought that nice shiny object, nice tool, and you know, you have it in house. You know, don't just, as long as you start, you know, any start is better than no start, I would say.
And we can help with that, you know. So just get in touch with us and we'll help you with the first step, but at least do something.
The second one being personalization. You know, personalization has been a hyped thing, I guess, through the Gartner hype cycle, etc. We had a podcast with a couple 2 weeks ago, so it would be podcast number 62 with Kirsty Daw, the CEO at Webio Software. That's the personalization tool, but there are many personalization tools that you would consider because especially during these times, people expect personalization. And I don't want to go into it too far, but just, you know that like everyone, probably you yourself as a listener are watching Netflix, are using Amazon or any kind of eBay or in the Netherlands, you would be using probably Coolblue or bol.com, you know, any of those bigger players use personalization up to a very high level. And you don't even know that they're using it because it's so convenient. Don't think that your customers don't expect you to come up to that personalization level. So you have to personalize on your website, in your emails, maybe in your chatbots and in your ads. So all kinds of channels that you'll have to do that because, you know, in B2B, we tend to be very single focused on messages. So, but everyone is in a different stage. And, you know, Mark, when you've been to Amazon and you see a retargeting ad or you've been to Zalando as a consumer, you know, on Facebook, you will get that pair of sneakers that you just didn't buy. No, why would you as a B2B marketer you know, show a different CTA or one CTA to all the visitors of your website. That's not going to work. Just you know, and I think I want to leave it to that on personalization, because I want to come to webinars. And you have some stuff to share on webinars, Mark.
Yes, well, webinars, quite honestly, a lot of the physical event part, that's at this moment, that's very difficult to do. It will take some time before we can go to the mass events as we used to. So you have to find an alternative, a digital alternative. And if you're have smaller events like our Lunch and Learn, you can swap that and do that via a webinar. The good thing with a webinar is it's all digital. And with all these digital elements, you can measure, for instance, all the kinds of questions and polls that you have in a webinar. And then you can use that, for instance, in your marketing automation to create relevant follow-up mails instead of one size fits all. And looking at that from a live event part, yes, you've got that direct interaction and so, that's great. But if you had a lot of this information straight away digital, you can do a lot more. There's much more to tell about webinars, and I think that will be also...
Oh, we'll have a separate yes. Series on that, or a separate topic or episode on that one. But one thing I would like to add, you, since you're mentioning that Lunch and Learn, we had a Lunch and Learn like 2 weeks ago, which we usually have in the office. Like, it's a physical event, which we people are basically sending out invitations. We invite people to be at a free Lunch and Learn. It takes you 1.5 hour, meet peers, etc. Here are some nice topics, share some thoughts, etc. And I was, you know, I was kind of skeptical about this online Lunch and Learn. So I said, well, you know, if we're going to do this Lunch and Learn, at least deliver people lunch. You know, we're going to deliver people lunch. We're going to sit, we're using camera, etc. But it turned out, you know, we had all kinds of new faces. There are new logos, as you might say in sales. But, you know, actually, we had twice as many people attending the Lunch and Learn as a normal physical event. So we delivered lunches, which cost us a couple of bucks, but it's a fraction of what it cost of doing all visits, etc. But yes, we had them delivered. So we sponsored some local restaurants here, you know, and they all love it. People love it. They're very enthusiastic when they're opening their webinar, you know, they're expecting, and we had so much positive feedback there that, you know, I don't think I want to return to the physical Lunch and Learn, you know, it's like,
and that's absolutely the thing that I don't want to say predict, but a lot of the things that we are forced to do now, we will keep. Why? Because now we see that has benefits.
Absolutely.
And I think this Lunch and Learn, and the fact that we merged the physical, the lunch package, with the digital, that made it very human.
Absolutely. And people loved it.
Yes. So you can do, and I am completely aware that everybody's doing webinars, but you can, even if you can't.
Oh, be creative. What you started with, you know, if you're creative, you can score there, because, you know, you can attend 50 webinars a day if you're a marketer in our target audience. But, you know, this is a Lunch and Learn, and this is only hosted by us, and, you know, it's different. And we'll think of something new, because people are going to copy it, of course, you know, and then we'll come with some other topics and other ways of approaching this. So I would like to go to the fourth one, which is collaboration tools. And I don't want to spend too much time on it, but what I've seen, you know, if you haven't done so, you know, roll out, make sure you have Microsoft Teams in place, make sure you have Zoom, you know, make sure you have your privacy concerns all aligned there, but, you know, Zoom, all kinds of, you know, all these collaboration tools where marketing and sales work together, like a Trello or you know, all these things need to be rolled out. because people expect them, your customers and your prospects expect them, that you that expect you to have them in place. So I don't know about you, but you know, I get so many people that just ask for half an hour of a Zoom meeting or half an hour in a Teams meeting. People expect to see you, and I can't stress this enough. Use your video. You know, it's when you're doing physical events, it's a no-brainer. You see each other, but you know, I keep saying this, when you're using Zoom or MS Teams or any kind of video service, make sure you use that video, because people want to see humans. They don't want to see, look at a screen which states your name. They want to see you. They want to see that you are involved, etc. So that brings me to the last one. And that's actually a very important one that's been adopted in the US quite a lot, especially in software services. But, you know, we've been doing this for 2 years now here in the Netherlands, and hopefully a lot of companies will follow. But make sure you use these automatic calendaring scheduling services. There's different ones. We have them on the website in a blog, which I'll share in the show notes. But make sure that you use a service in which customers online can schedule a meeting with you, and they automatically get a link to your service. So your Zoom or MS Teams or whatever you're using. So in my example, if you go to drift.me/ecrum/meeting, you will see that you can pick on my calendar, you can schedule a meeting at your convenience. You'll get an email as a confirmation with the appropriate Zoom link, etc. And that meeting is being scheduled in your calendar as well. And in my experience, this is valued very much by prospects, because you're not asking them for, hey, when can we meet? Can we pick a time on your calendar? No, at your time, when it's convenient to you, you can pick a time on my calendar. And this has increased conversion rates for me drastically. So, Mark, is there anything you would like to add here?
No, I think that the most important thing is what you provide people who are interested. You provide them that they are in control. They are in control when they can do that and what they can do. And you are providing all these abilities and tools to, and that's also part of the MarTech stack. Yeah. Is to have tools to make it for the customer or the prospect as easy as possible. Get away all these obstacles, because
you don't want to send emails back and forth for about when do you have time, when do you have time. No, here's my calendar, pick a time.
Yes, and that's the whole thing. Make it easier, and once again, and that's a little bit like ending the loop. Sales and marketing have to have a joint goal, a joint mission, and that is to provide value to prospects and or customers, but just providing value continuously. And the ones that provide the value, that do it in such a way that people feel at ease, you will earn that trust. And when you earn that trust, and that's something I really want to emphasize on now, if you do your utmost best during a crisis, you're going to get friends, get fans, get loyal customers. Yeah. Because you did the utmost best to help them when they had it very difficult. And when things will get better, it will be different, but it will change, and they will remember that.
Absolutely. So I want to leave it to this, Mark. Thank you very much. The next one will come out probably in a week or so, and in the series, so we'll record that and we'll keep you posted. Thanks Mark for this short interview.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to our channel. Also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you know anyone that should be a guest to our show, drop me an email through e.crum@marketingguys.nl or take a look at the website marketingguys.com. Thanks for listening.